Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We begin with Engineer Bliss because the governor of California, Mr. Newsom, has delivered a budget with surprises and benefits and treasures everywhere, but no more importantly than for the undying bullet train of the Central Valley. I understand it has ambitions to be more than that, but for the moment, it is an unbuilt and greatly ambitious project to connect part of San Francisco area to part of Los Angeles area very quickly, although I understand there'll be a number of stops, one perhaps near the state prison. Jeff, a very good evening to you. As Engineer Bliss, you're a veteran of the Disneyland, driving the trains, helping the trains. The one ride that was always safe for me. No thrills, no upsets, no long lines. Just get on the train. As Engineer Bliss, how do you regard this latest $4 billion-plus for the bullet train? Is it sustaining what is built? Is it expanding its plans? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. What it's doing is it's keeping some union people employed on a project that's going nowhere. And this latest news out of the budget talks has a lot of people in the Central Valley very angry because the train has never worked out the way they wanted it to. And they just see this as continuing the pain. So, you know, $4.2 billion or however much it'll be after the revised budget comes up, it's not going to be enough to do any more than just keep people employed, union people employed for several months or a couple of years, maybe.
Is it your impression, is it the impression of the observers in California that Gavin Newsom is deeply involved in this project? It was his predecessor, Jerry Brown's genius. I remember Jerry Brown riding the bullet train in China. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. That would be tough to do today, given our understanding of the People's Republic of China. But riding the bullet train in China. So is Gavin Newsom building this for Jerry Brown's legacy? Is he building it for his own legacy, or is he just going to pass this on to the next governor?
No, this is really about making sure that the unions are happy. You know, he's been doling out money to different people in the base, different parts of the electorate. And these union people are very important to him and the Democrats. And so this is why they're giving this handout. There's no passing it down to anybody else. It's going to be a mess, whoever comes in after him. It's never going to be completed. It's way too expensive. It's too disruptive. But it's a way to keep the unions happy for a while.
If I recall correctly, what is built is several concrete statues, they look like, near a long highway, a two-lane highway is my memory, which is a very difficult highway to drive. And it's somewhere in the valley, if I recall, and it's headed toward the state prison. That's everything, right? Have I described all of it?
That's about it. But it really, you know, if you didn't know what it was, you'd think it was an aqueduct or a freeway overpass. There's really so little completed right now that it doesn't speak to it being any kind of project.
Let's go to San Francisco. The mayor London Breed, has had some sharp things to say about her city council. The mayor's plan about a part of town, Tenderloin, which is now overrun by drug gangs and all kinds of human tragedy. The mayor wants to address this, and she believes the council is holding her back. In part of her statement, she mentioned the district attorney, Chesa Boudin, but she directed her remarks especially against two well-to-do members because they have no experience in living in poverty. Is the mayor finding sympathy from the people of San Francisco for her plans?
She really is, because people have reached a tipping point there. You have groups popping up in very liberal parts of very liberal San Francisco saying, well, we can't abide this anymore. We can't have crime in our front yards. We can't have our cars broken into. We can't have people threatening us on the streets. And so they're saying we need to make a change. And it includes homelessness, it includes crime, it includes open drug use. Really, San Francisco, which has been very liberal, of course, throughout its history, has probably had enough. And I think London Breed knows that.
And the city council doesn't seem to be moved. Jeff, the Tenderloin, I have very little, very poor geography in San Francisco. I know that there's the long, wonderful long street where the trolley rides uphill to Nob Hill. Where is the Tenderloin from Nob Hill at the top?
Well, it's down the bottom of the hill and to the side and then a few blocks over. So it's up, you know, as you go up Market Street from the financial district and the Embarcadero, which is where the port is, you start hitting it. And just before you get to City Hall, there's a large area there with a lot of people who are living on the lower side of the economic scale. And there's a lot of crime there, a lot of homelessness. And you have these open air drug markets. It's really very sad. San Francisco is such a beautiful city, or I should say it was. It's really going by the wayside.
But the mayor's plan, would it address the worst of it, Jeff, the Tenderloin, or is there more to do?
Well, I think, you know, the Tenderloin's a key focal point for her because obviously it stands out. But there's much, much more to do. I mean, there is not a district in all of San Francisco that doesn't need help. This is true throughout the Bay Area, but San Francisco is feeling it when it comes to tourism dollars. It's feeling it with retailers pulling out. It's feeling it from people who live there saying, you know what, we've got to move because this is no place to raise a child or try to just have a normal life.
The plan is aggressive, and we'll watch it very carefully, because if there is to be after the pandemic, something must be done to address the crime situation in many cities, not just San Francisco. I was struck by London Breed's candid remarks. Now we give up on Engineer Bliss and we turn to Yodeler Bliss. Also earlier in Jeff's career at Disneyland, he was part of the Alpine exhibit that no longer is there. Right, Jeff? You're an alumni of an exhibit that's been retired.
Yeah, it was an attraction or a ride. It was the Skyway, which is those gondolas like the ski lifts. And it went from Fantasyland to Tomorrowland, cutting through the Matterhorn. Everybody knew about it. It was a great way to get through the park.
Now, the Yodeler Bliss I call on because you've sent me a photograph by a friend of yours that takes a picture of the Newport Beach Pier in Orange County, and I'm looking over a beautiful piece of Pacific Ocean up to the pier. And then in the near distance, there look to be very fresh and rich trees and a lot of buildings that are neat. And then in the far distance, there are mountains. What are those mountains?
Those are the San Bernardino Mountains. There are ski resorts up there. It's a great place to go for recreation, beautiful forests. And, you know, a lot of people fought with the drought that they wouldn't get any snow this year. But as you can see from the photos, they're covered. And by the way, I should say an old Disneyland friend of mine took that photo.
Well, Jeff, I can see why California has been a desirable location for the last 100 years. This is absolutely fantasy land. To go from the Pacific Ocean to that vision of the mountains in the distance. You, at this point, I will not ask what went wrong. I think we've been explicating that for some time. But in any event, Yodeler Bliss now needs to report on two stories quickly. The first story is wonderful. The rescue of a Labrador, a black Labrador, that had been reported missing ever since the Caldor fire drove people out of their homes in the South Tahoe Basin village. And where did the lab spend all this time?
Well, the dog did make its way. It was finally found and rescued, but it was, walking through the mountains, and they finally tracked it down, found it under a tree. It had been sighted before, but it was mostly because, they'd seen the tracks and they thought, boy, we got to see if there's a dog out here that needs rescuing out here in the deep snow. And sure enough, they did. And it was this one that had been missing for 4 months.
So they found the dog in the snow. That's why I wanted to connect. The dog very likely wouldn't have survived, although Labradors are resourceful, wouldn't have survived the heavy snowfall of this year. Now we go Yodeler Bliss finding a Labrador. It would have been better if it was a St. Bernard, but I'll take a black lab. All right. Yodeler Bliss and the Snowpack Watch. Has it continued to snow? Is it adequate? Are they satisfied that this can replenish the aquifer?
Well, what we're seeing now in reports from Sacramento and the Park Service and the media is that, well, don't get cocky. Yeah, we've got snow, but, you know, we still have a long way to go. And the truth is, you know, we're at 136% of what we usually need this time of year. And we're over 50% of the way toward our goal. And we still have, you know, three more months of winter. But, you know, we're doing okay, but we still have to keep an eye on things.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.